I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is at 12 noon. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos. Today is Friday, August 13th, and right now it's 90 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City.
Emergency traffic on northbound I-15 in Davis County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this half hour, the Utah Attorney General's Office and the Utah Division of Consumer Protection say Utahns are sick and tired of getting never-ending stream of robocalls. They want the FCC to require telecommunication companies to add technology that can stop them. KSL News Radio's Paul Nielsen has more.
We're calling about your vehicle's manufacturer's warranty.
Man, scammers really can spoof any number, can't they?
To me, the most egregious example of this that I had a few years ago was when my own cell phone number called my cell phone.
Division of Consumer Protection Daniel O'Bannon says there's a new system called Stir Shaken, and it can prevent a lot of robocalls from going out. Larger telecommunication companies already had to implement this technology, but the FCC gave smaller companies until June 2023. O'Bannon and the Utah Attorney General's office says that's not fast enough.
We're saying, yeah, move the deadline from 2023 to 2022.
Paul Nielsen, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters from Salt Lake City, North Tooele, Sandy, Provo, and Lehigh are being deployed to California's Dixie Fire as part of a nationwide call for more resources to knock it down. The 16 members of Utah's Task Force 3 are expected to be gone for 16 days. Jonah Whitesides with the Division of Emergency Management says they already had one task force sent to the Dixie Fire.
For example, this one to California, they asked for 150 fire engines. Now, obviously, we don't have 150 to send, but we were able to send six on Monday, and we're sending a handful today.
This is the fifth time crews from Utah have been sent to the fires in other states this year. Task Force One is handling wildfires in Montana. There is no relief yet from a brutal heat wave hitting most of the country. Here's ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
High temperatures on both coasts, record-shattering high in Bellingham, Washington, 100. Never hit 100 there before. LaGuardia, Newark, tying records at 98. Dulles hit 100 as well. No cooler today.
Warnings are also in place today for the Florida Keys as Tropical Storm Fred is expected to gain strength over the next few days. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. A federal judge is denying a request from landlords to pause the Biden administration's new federal eviction moratorium. While still arguing that the policy is illegal, U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich determined that the new moratorium is virtually identical to a previous ban that she deemed was illegal in May. She said that it should be considered an extension. She also said that her hands are tied because the moratorium is subject to previous appeals court rulings allowing it to remain in place. The new 60-day moratorium imposed by the CDC is set to expire in October.
The Afghanistan War.
American troops are moving in to rescue Afghan personnel at the U.S. Embassy. ABC senior Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez has the latest details.
Now we're rushing back 3,000 troops straight into Kabul to protect and defend that airport just so that we can evacuate these American diplomats. Not all of them. They're leaving behind a core group at the embassy, but a significant number. And then as well, the tens of thousands of Afghan interpreters who worked with the U.S. military over the last two decades, along with their families.
Taliban forces have now seized control of every major city except the capital. The UK is announcing new evacuations in Afghanistan today. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there are no military solutions for Afghanistan's problems.
In the course of the next few days, we will see the vast bulk of UK embassy staff officials come back.
Johnson also suggested that the many years of war in Afghanistan has not been in vain. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is weighing in with his thoughts on the situation in Afghanistan. Romney says on Twitter that America must not stand idly by as our Afghan friends are brutalized by the Taliban. The senator is also criticizing what he calls President Biden's unwillingness to alter the Afghan withdrawal plan, saying the implications for U.S. security interests is a tragedy. The police chief in Phoenix is being suspended for one day after an outside investigation found the department falsely charged protesters as gang members in order to keep them in jail. It comes as the feds begin investigating Phoenix police for possible abuses of power. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
The investigation commissioned by the city of Phoenix but done by an outside law firm finding Phoenix police went to lengths to falsely charge a group of protesters as a criminal street gang last year with the goal of ending ongoing protests and to keep the streets quieter, and that it was known at high levels a tactic was being used. The investigation finding the department put work into solidifying the bogus gang charges, also finding police circulated a challenge coin, a sort of trophy to celebrate injuring a protester. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Other national stories KSL is following. Germany is commemorating 60 years since the building of the Berlin Wall began. ABC's Inez de la Quatera reports.
German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier calling the Berlin Wall's construction the beginning of the end for the communist regime, which claimed at the time that the wall was designed to protect the country from fascism. Over three decades, at least 140 people were killed at the Berlin Wall as they tried to flee to the West, Steinmeier urging Germans not to forget the past and to actively participate in democracy by voting in the country's upcoming elections. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Coming up on KSL, a celebration in Murray tonight for a local Olympic champion and a look at your noontime drive.
It's emergency traffic northbound I-15 in Davis County due to a crash at the Highway 89 split, blocking two left lanes of traffic in Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Disagree better with Boyd Matheson. The CDC's new mask guidelines. There are people on both ends of the spectrum that don't feel heard, that don't feel understood. You don't change behavior by whacking someone over the head. Inside sources from one all the way to three. Tell Alexa or any smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
The summer heat is starting to chill out, and some of the best camping months are just ahead. Cooler temperatures and fewer crowds mean that this is the perfect time to start a camping adventure in an RV from Motorsportsland. To make things even better, right now Motorsportsland is closing out all of our 2021 models to make room for incoming 22s. Don't miss your chance to save thousands on the RV you've been dreaming of. Come in today and let us guide you to the travel trailer, fifth wheel, motorhome, folding trailer, or toy hauler that best meets your needs and budget. Motorsportsland is your one-stop shop for RV sales, parts, and service. Did you know we've added an additional service and storage center at 4988 West, 150 South? Whether you're buying, fixing, accessorizing, or servicing your RV, Motorsportsland is here to help you get away to your RV adventure in style. Come in today and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday!
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
Welcome back. KSL News Time, 12:09. The Utah Attorney General's Office wants the FCC to step in and require telecommunication companies to add tech that would keep you from having to get all those robocalls. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson following that story today.
Hey, let's go.
The Yankees and the White Sox played in the Field of Dreams Park in Dryersville, Iowa, Thursday night. That turned out to be a huge success. Here's ABC's Todd Ant.
Players entered from the outfield cornstalks, replicating the 1989 movie as the film star Kevin Costner addressed the 8,000-some fans in attendance with a line from the movie.
I don't think I heard you. Is this heaven? Yes, it is.
Before the game, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred vowed to return.
We're going to be back next year, and we'll have to talk about it after that.
On MLB on Fox, Costner said he has a gut feeling about this.
There's going to be hot competition to play here.
And this was before a dramatic walk-off two-run homer by Tim Anderson, giving the White Sox a 9-8 victory. Todd Ant, ABC News.
A Utah Olympian will be honored with a parade in Murray tonight. Nathaniel Coleman tells Utah's Morning News he's now looking forward to future games after winning silver in sport climbing in Tokyo last week.
I've been competing since pretty much day one of climbing, and I've enjoyed it every day. So I'll keep going. I'll try to go for the Paris Olympics and maybe LA beyond that if I'm still viable.
The parade tonight in Murray begins at 6 at the Murray Park and run along Murray Parkway. A Japanese mayor is apologizing after he bit the gold medal of a Japanese softball player who was visiting. He asked the Olympic champion if he could put the medal around his neck, and then he picked it up and bit it, as you often see athletes do in medal podiums. But apparently he bit down pretty hard and possibly left marks. The International Olympic Committee has offered to make the athlete a new medal, plus COVID. All right, turning now to traffic. In fact, we do have emergency traffic right now. Let's go to Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We do have a crash northbound I-15. Two left lanes blocked at the Highway 89 split in Farmington. You have delays into about Parish Lane in Centerville. And we have a ton of surface street crashes. An auto pedestrian crash, possible injuries in Midvale, 7800 South 10th East. A rollover crash downtown at 800 South 200 West. Two crashes on State Street, both with possible injuries, one at 9th South, one at 2700 South, and then we have an accident northbound Bangor Highway prior to the 201 junction, about 2400 South in West Valley. Don't miss the Utah Arts Festival October 27th through 29th at Library Square in Salt Lake City. Live music, visual arts, film, literary arts, dance, and delicious food. Visit UAF.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
A lot of sunshine today. High temperatures soaring up there to the upper 90s again. Wow, it's going to be about that hot tomorrow, too. And really much of the weekend, we'll see sunny skies. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 90 degrees and sunny at KSL News Radio. Coming up on Utah's New News, a repeat of a 2020 story, the murder hornets return to the U.S. That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
Have you ever had your kid job shadow you? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I got my boy Gavin with me today.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gavin Wilson.
Easy, man. That's my line. Let me ask you a question, Gavin. Let's say you had a clogged sink or toilet. You know, water wouldn't drain down it.
Okay.
Let's say that you called a plumber out to unclog it.
Yeah.
If they couldn't unclog the drain, would you pay them?
I wouldn't want to.
Why not?
Because they didn't unclog it.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why at Any Hour Services, if we can't unclog your drain, the visit's free.
How much do you charge to unclog a drain?
$43.
So to unclog a drain, it's $43, and if you can't, it's free?
That's right. Unclog any drain with normal access, $43 or it's free.
$43 or it's free?
$43 or it's free. This is a special for any homeowners listening. So if water's supposed to drain down it, Any Hour Services can clear it. Sinks, showers, tubs, or toilets, and yes, even that sewer main line that connects with the city, 43 or it's free. Call Any Hour Services for details at 801-443-7700. That's
801-443-7700.
Dude.
Any Hour Services. What?
That's my line.
Oh, my bad.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tau, VW ID4, the Atlas Cross Sport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
there's a system that can weed out robocalls, but state officials say it's not being rolled out fast enough. They want the FCC to move the deadline ahead by an entire year. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the CDC is giving its stamp of approval for booster shots for immunocompromised people. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is expected to accept that vote and give final approval within hours. More from ABC News coming up in just a few minutes. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Northbound I-15 in Davis County, where we have a crash blocking left lanes in Farmington at the Highway 89 split, and it is causing delays into Centerville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine at the 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 90 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Optimistic that higher COVID vaccination numbers can get numbers of cases and hospital patients going down. Infectious disease experts like Dr. John Brownstein, Boston Children's Hospital.
We are looking at a fall surge, but in the meantime, while I don't expect lockdowns to take place, we're going to have to do more. We're going to have to be improving our masking, social distancing, potentially removing indoor gatherings. We have to bring those non-pharmaceutical interventions into play.
Dr. Brownstein's an ABC News contributor. A CDC panel is expected to come out today with guidelines on who should get COVID booster shots. Over 2,900 people are hospitalized with COVID across Louisiana, the highest number at any point since the beginning of the pandemic, says the state health department. In one of the protests against school mask mandates, today at a rally in San Antonio, the vice chair of the Republican Party in Bexar County, Texas, Charlotte Williamson, who says her toddler is having trouble learning how to talk because teachers in her preschool wear masks.
You have to be able to see people's mouths to communicate.
The Broward County, Florida Teachers Union president says three teachers and an aide have died of COVID in just 24 hours in that area. The Biden administration insists the sending of more troops to Afghanistan's capital to help protect embassy people who want to leave that country is not an emergency evacuation. Other U.S. allies like Canada and Britain are offering similar military protection for their staffers to leave that country.
GOP lawmakers are growing increasingly critical of President Biden's handling of the situation in Afghanistan. Republican Representative Michael Waltz of Florida calling it heartbreaking and infuriating. At least 15 provincial capitals have fallen in 1 week, including the country's second largest city of Kandahar. The Pentagon now sending 3,000 troops to Kabul to help with the removal of American personnel from the U.S. embassy. Alex Perchet, ABC News, Washington.
Denmark is urging its citizens in Afghanistan to leave. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Murder hornets have been spotted in the U.S. again, and experts are concerned. Good Morning America's Will Reeve has more.
They're back. Overnight, the first sighting of a murder hornet in the U.S. this year. Washington State releasing this photo of the large murder hornet, native to Asia, attacking a wasp nest. State officials asking residents to keep an eye out for the hornets and report any sightings to the Washington State Department of Agriculture. Murder hornets were first spotted in Washington State in 2019. In October of last year, the WSDA found and eradicated a murder hornet nest just 2 miles away from this latest sighting. Murder hornets are 5 times larger than honeybees, with a stinger a quarter of an inch long that can penetrate a beekeeper's suit.
They can sting you multiple times and deliver venom multiple times.
The hornets are a major threat to our food supply. Experts fearing they could wipe out the honeybee population that pollinates our crops, and a danger to animals and humans. They kill up to 50 people a year in Japan.
Experts say that murder hornets aren't particularly aggressive toward humans, but that stinger is dangerous, and they're too big to fit in traditional traps, so people have to use homemade remedies like orange juice mixed with rice vinegar, among other things, to lure them in. And officials are asking, if you see a murder hornet, report that, and also note the direction that it flies off in. Apparently, that'll be a big help.
Epidemiologists say it's unlikely murder hornets will come to Utah, as they thrive most in low elevation environments. You've been listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45. Ricky Meese, murder hornets and COVID, it feels like reminiscent of 2020.
Oh, I know, I know. And nobody wants to go back to that.
So hard. Okay, but we do have emergency traffic right now. Ricky Meese, tell us what's going on.
We do. It's a crash that's been blocking two left lanes of traffic, northbound I-15 in Davis County. It's at the Highway 89 split in Farmington, and right now you have stop and go delays back to Centerville. A good option, if you don't want to sit through these slowdowns, would be Highway 89 at this time. Try to work your way around it. Now, for those in the valley, Salt Lake County freeways, not bad at all, and good speeds on I-15 in Utah County. But some of our side streets are problematic. We've had an auto pedestrian crash in Midvale, 7800 South at 10th East. A rollover crash downtown, 800 South, 200 West. That also earlier affected the tracks line, with the arms being down for a little bit longer in order for emergency crews to work on the scene there. And then two crashes on State Street, one at 9th South, one at 2700 South. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators. They can service and repair at a Diamond Rental near you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
Sunshine and well into the upper 90s for today. Gets in for a hot weekend, too. Mostly sunny tomorrow, also about 98. And more of the same on Sunday as well. Won't be quite as hot as we get to Monday. Mostly sunny skies in the middle 90s, but more clouds that afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms move back in on Tuesday. High temperature backs down to only around 90. We'll keep it in the upper 80s on Wednesday. And more scattered thunderstorms. More clouds Thursday. And again, we'll keep it in the upper 80s for the high. I'm Grant Wayman of the KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 90 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up, did you hear the latest Britney Spears news? That's next.
Get ready. Saving starts with Xfinity. Because when you get Xfinity internet and mobile together, you can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Enjoy fast, reliable internet at home and nationwide 5G on the go, included at no extra cost. That means you can connect to everything you love. Whether you're a next-level gaming aficionado, an online shopping mastermind, or crushing that research project. So go ahead, stream on all your devices or video chat from anywhere and save hundreds while doing it, because saving starts with Xfinity. Get Xfinity internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add Xfinity Mobile and ask how to get an eligible 5G phone on us, and for a limited time, $300 back. Don't miss out. Go to Xfinity.com/start saving. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Internet offer ends 9/30/21 and requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Savings based on optimized pricing. Actual savings may vary.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Are you troubled by strange vaccination theories in the middle of the night?
Do you worry that the vaccine could change your DNA?
Have you or any of your family seen a magnet clinging to a recently vaccinated person?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
MythBusters!
Call us today with all your vaccine-related conspiratorial needs at 304-804-MYTH.
We're ready to inform you.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe. And your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KSL News Time 1225. Pop star Britney Spears won a major victory in her fight to end a conservatorship that's controlled her entire life and career for 13 years.
Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, has agreed to step down as the conservator of his daughter's estate. Britney has argued she's been fit enough to perform for 13 years, earning millions of dollars. She recently told a judge the conservatorship prevented her from making decisions about her own body and that she wants to press charges against her father for conservatorship abuse.
That's ABC's Christine Sloan reporting. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. Facebook now says it won't bring employees back to the office until next year. The social media company is just the latest major corporation to make the announcement. Corporate workers for Amazon and Lyft will also not return until 2022. Nike is unveiling a new fancy store in South Korea. The 24,000-square-foot building features a massive three-story screen that displays real-time running stats from the community. Airbnb had a rough second quarter. The company says it lost $68 million in the last few months. Airbnb now says new variants of COVID will make booking and cancellations even harder to predict. Your money at this moment, the Dow up 17 points right now, sitting at 35,517. The S&P is up 4 points, nearly five, and the NASDAQ is down but under a point. A memorial in Austria to a group of SS soldiers executed during World War II is being removed. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the Foreign Desk.
Austrian media reporting the town of Imst is planning to remove a memorial to three soldiers who were members of the SS, the military wing of the Nazi Party that committed countless war crimes during World War II. The memorial was built in the 1970s for three men who were portrayed as having been executed by American troops on May 19, 1945, more than a week after Nazi Germany had capitulated to the Allies. Town officials now want to conduct further research into the circumstances of the men's deaths and the history of Nazi activity and their victims in the region. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
You're loading up on school supplies, thinking about schedules. Are you keeping in touch with the news as school gets closer? Do it here. Get your Ph.D. in news and information from Tim and Amanda from 5 to 9, Dave and Dujanovic and Boyd Matheson during the day, and Jeff Kaplan from 3 to 7. We're always in session at KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU's Summer Auto Loan Sale is back.
Right now, you can lock in an auto rate as low as 2.59% fixed APR and have all summer to use it.
Buying a car is a big decision, and you don't want to be rushed. You want time to figure out what kind of vehicle you want, and you want to take advantage of this fantastic deal right now, 2.59% fixed APR.
You lock it in, and you have all the way till September to use it, and there's no obligation to even use it. You can just have it and then use it if you want to.
And you don't have to be a member of UCCU to take advantage of that deal. Plus, once you lock in your rate, your immediate family members can also use your low base rate as well.
And plus, remember, we're celebrating the opening of UCCU's new brand. Branches in Draper and Harriman.
Just stop in to either the Draper or the Harriman branch to register to win.
And UCCU is offering loan deals with big savings on home equity loans, mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
KSL News Time 1229. Turning now to emergency traffic. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Northbound I-15, left lanes blocked in Farmington at the Highway 89 split with this crash. It's still being cleared, and we still have solid delays into Centerville. We also have two crashes on State Street, one at 9th South, the other at 2700 South, and the cleanup of a rollover crash at 800 South and 200 West. Your pets
are angels, but urine-soaked carpet is a nightmare. ZeroRes has a specialized method to remove stains that leaves your carpets clean and smelling fresh. Schedule your appointment with ZeroRes Carpet Cleaning today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine. High temperatures about 98 for today. We get more of the same tomorrow, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 90 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos. Right now it's 90 degrees again and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news. The CDC is giving its stamp of approval for booster shots for immunocompromised people. The FDA made the same decision yesterday. The CDC advisory panel voted overwhelmingly to recommend the third doses. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is expected to accept that vote and give final approval within hours. The CDC also reviewed who should consider the extra shots. The list includes those undergoing treatment for tumors or cancer, organ transplant patients, and people with advanced HIV infection. The state health department is also giving a thumbs up to COVID-19 booster shots, but there are still some things to figure out first. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more.
The Utah Department of Health says it's encouraged by the FDA's authorization for booster shots of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for people who are immunocompromised. In a statement issued this morning, state epidemiologist Dr. Leisha Nolan says they're excited by the announcement and are already working out the logistics and figuring out how many Utahns fit in that category. Whatever the final plan, Dr. Nolan says we currently have a lot of the vaccine in Utah, with more available if needed. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
As the U.S. starts offering a third shot for some Americans, Israel is expanding its booster program. More from ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
All eyes on Israel to see how effective its booster program proves to be, a program that might serve as a template for other countries. Israel was one of the world's leaders in vaccinating its population, but in recent weeks it's seen a surge in cases involving the Delta variant, even among the fully vaccinated. Last month, boosters were rolled out to those over 60. The campaign now drops that down to 50. Shots are also being offered to frontline healthcare workers. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
ICU beds are once again full at Intermountain Healthcare Hospitals. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly says the hospital is at 102% capacity.
Doctors and nurses are exhausted and overwhelmed. That's from Dr. Eddie Steniem at Intermountain. He says when all the ICU and acute care beds are full, patients with traumas like heart attacks and severe injuries start being treated on a general medical floor. Steniem says right now it's just COVID 100% of the time.
We're tired. We want to be able to kind of go back to some of the work that we had been doing that we're excited about.
Steniem says nurses aren't getting breaks and they're working extra shifts, all because people refuse to get vaccinated. He says the best way to show support for frontline workers is to get a shot. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Police suspect road rage is to blame for a car accident that caused a power outage at Stansbury Elementary School. West Valley police say things got heated between drivers, and witnesses say the two drivers came to blows after the crash. No kids were in the area during the crash. Both drivers also came out with no major injuries. Power has since been restored. Other national stories KSL is following. Multiple people are injured after part of a grocery store collapsed in Las Vegas on Friday morning. This morning, that is. ABC's Alex Stone has the developing details.
The front of the La Bonita supermarket in Las Vegas giving way. Calls coming in of people trapped in a building collapse.
We're getting multiple different reports of the roof collapsing, different reports of how many people are stuck inside.
The audio from Broadcastify, when firefighters arrived, the entire front of the building was gone. A pile of wood and metal.
Looks like it's collapsed.
Rescuers say four people were injured, not seriously. One of the four was trapped. They say it's lucky it happened at 6:20 in the morning. Later, when the grocery store would have been busier, it could have been much worse. Alex Stone, ABC News.
There's a place in the mountains of Antarctica where there's no life at all. No bacteria in the soil, not even DNA. BYU biologist Byron Adams has been there. He says pecklaureate salts in the soil make it similar to what we might find on Mars.
On Earth, we use them to propel rockets and stuff, and they're really toxic to life. And they're found in the soils on Mars, but they're also found in these soils in Antarctica.
Adam says they had to be very careful not to contaminate the site with any germs they brought with them when they took their samples.
A Utah Olympian will be honored with a parade in Murray tonight. Nathaniel Coleman won silver in sport climbing in Tokyo last week. He says it was great to represent his country after climbing for 15 years.
It was amazing. I was happy to represent not only my country, but my sport. I think that climbing is one of the greatest sports out there, and I'm happy we got to show it to the world.
Coleman tells Utah's Morning News he's now looking forward to competing in future summer games. The parade tonight begins at 6 at the Murray Park and runs along Murray Parkway. Coming up on KSL News Radio, everything going wrong today. It's a perfect day to blame someone else. Boyd Matheson will explain. Boyd, I'm going to blame you for this one. Everything's going wrong. I'm blaming you. And a look at our noontime drive.
And emergency traffic continues with delays from a crash. Northbound I-15 in Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Every time it rains, making sure our homemade dams don't break.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Lay the Star-Spangled Banner onto everybody's phone and shut off the internet.
Mornings and afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion.
For news.
Listen up, y'all. This is the best dadgum sharp-shooting cowgirl in the West. And I'm here talking about target practice, breeding ground for wildfires. Here's how to keep them from spreading. Clear your backdrop of dry grass and rock and always have water on hand to snuff out pesky sparks. Back where I'm from, them Jones boys kept having shootouts in the dry, grassy field outside of town. They're the reason it's a ghost town. Done been burnt to a crisp. Shoot targets away from dry grass and rock. Use your fire sense.
RSL is on the road for 3 weeks, and they'll finally make their way back to the riot August 14th in a star-studded, drama-filled, action-packed match against Austin FC.
All right, all right, all right.
RSL versus Austin FC, Saturday, August 14th at 8 p.m. Reserve your seats now before they're gone at RSL.com or by calling 844-REAL-TIX. Catch the match live on KMYU, the KSL TV app, or listen on ESPN 700. This match is presented by England Logistics.
Fidelity Investments is hiring now in Salt Lake City. If you have a Series 7 financial license, you'll find career opportunities at their Salt Lake City and American Fork regional centers. And if you don't have existing experience but like to help people, Fidelity is a great place to start your career. At Fidelity, they provide stability and opportunities to help you change lives every day while making sure you have benefits that make an impact in your own life. At Fidelity, you'll find supportive work environments, training and resources to help you thrive, opportunities to grow a career within an organization across multiple roles and business units, all adapting with you throughout your career because your workplace should work for you too. So find your Fidelity and visit FidelityCareers.com. Explore jobs today at their Salt Lake City and American Fork regional centers. That's FidelityCareers.com. FidelityCareers.com. Fidelity is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back, KSL News Time, 1237. The CDC advisory panel is advising its approval. Excuse me, the CDC advisory panel is adding its approval to booster shots for immunocompromised people. The CDC director is expected to accept the vote of the panel and give full recommendation in a few hours. Again, KSL News Time, now 1238. Today is Friday the 13th, and any bad luck isn't your fault. You hear that? It is not your fault, because today is also National Blame Someone Else Day. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joining me now. Boyd, who are we blaming today?
Well, I think we can go to the classics on this. This really is a national day. It happens on the first Friday the 13th of every year. You get to blame whatever you want on whatever you want, wherever you want. And I always go back to this, the old story we always tell about anybody could have done it, somebody should have done it, everybody could have done it, but in the end, nobody did it. And there's a lot of, we're getting really good at that in our society, mm-hmm. where we point fingers, we place blame, we shrug our shoulders, and in the end, it doesn't move anything forward.
No, it doesn't. I'm trying to think of who I want to blame today, because stuff's already gone wrong. Can I blame you, Boyd? Are you going to take
that
on?
You can blame me. We're going to attack all of this today on the show. We've got Representative John Curtis is coming on. He's going to talk about how we're blaming OPEC now for our oil problems. Mm. So the White House is pushing on that. We've also got Gregory Wiener coming on from American Enterprise Institute. He's talking about Congress, how Congress just shrugs its shoulders and has been abdicating its power and authority to the executive branch. Again, both parties have been doing this. So You can blame the Democrats. You can blame the Republicans. I'm going to blame all of them today. And we'll get to that a little bit as we go through the day as well.
Yep. I've thought of some people I'd like to blame this week, but we shall not be sharing those.
This is your big chance. Today is the day.
I will blame them off the record. Okay. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 1 to 3 every weekday here on KSL News Radio. Thanks, Boyd. I look forward to those conversations this afternoon. We do have emergency traffic right now, though. Turning to Ricky Meese. Ricky, what's going on?
Northbound I-15 at the Highway 89 split Farmington. You still have solid delays into Centerville. We've also had a pretty good drive on the Valley Freeways in Salt Lake County. A little bit of slowing eastbound I-80 due to road work. But State Street has seen two crashes. They're in the final cleanup stages at 900 South and 2700 South. Also a rollover crash also in the final cleanup, 800 South and 200 West. Want to beat the heat? Cool down this summer in Box Elder County. Visit Willard Bay State Park. Boat, fish, or just splash around. Visit boxelder.org for more information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And here's Grant Wayman with our seven-day forecast.
A lot of sunshine today. High temperatures climbing up to the upper 90s, so it's pretty hot out there. It is going to stay pretty hot tomorrow as well. More of the same sunshine. With the 98s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 90 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, we'll have more traffic, emergency traffic look for you, plus money news on the way as well on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
USAA insurance is made for the safe pilots, like Sergeant Hayden. When her hands are on the wheel, her phone is in her purse. So don't bother calling. You're going straight to voicemail. And because she has the USAA Safe Pilot app, her eyes on the road means more money in her pocket. Safe drivers can save up to 30% on auto insurance with USAA Safe Pilot. Visit usaa.com/safepilot to start saving. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA Safe Pilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of Safe Pilot app required. Earn driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. In Virginia, earned driving discount is up to 20% for renewals before August 23rd, 2021 and up to 30% if earned after that. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. San Antonio, Texas.
Do you know how much equity is in your house? Equity appreciation is growing at record amounts, and Associated Mortgage can help put that equity to work for you. Associated Mortgage rates are at historic lows. Today's rate is just 2.375%. With rates this low, now is the best time to refinance and lower your monthly mortgage payment. Associated Mortgage has programs to lower your payment and drop PMI forever. Refinance and get funds to make home improvements, pay down debt, or take that needed vacation. Call Associated Mortgage and get the best rate now at 2.375%. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999 for a 2.375% 30-year rate and a free mortgage analysis.
2.46% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000. OAC Equal Housing Loan. NMLS 513-89.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For our $55 drain cleaning special, we'll stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
KSL News Time, 12:44. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Utah Department of Health is already working on plans to give out COVID-19 vaccine booster shots to people with compromised immune systems. The agency says the state has plenty of the vaccine right now and can order more if needed. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, both the CDC and the FDA now recommend a third jab for immunocompromised Americans. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's northbound I-15 in Davis County, where we have solid delays that start just after Parrish Lane and continue up to the crash in Farmington at the Highway 89 split. Left lanes remain blocked to traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 90 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A CDC advisory panel has just voted unanimously to recommend an additional dose of Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccine for people whose immune systems are weaker. CDC director is next expected to issue specific guidance. ABC News contributor Dr. John Brownstein of Boston Children's Hospital.
Current data shows that if you have a functioning immune system, you can mount an effective response to COVID, and that will last over time. We're seeing that at least 6 to 8 months.
Chicago Public Schools says it will require all its employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID unless they qualify for a medical or religious exemption by October 15th. Most Arkansas public school students will be required to wear masks when classes begin next week. As more U.S. troops deploy to Afghanistan to safely help embassy people and others out, the U.K. taking similar action, says Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
In the course of the next few days, we will see the vast bulk of U.K. embassy staff officials come back.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Afghanistan War.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The U.S. State Department is answering questions from reporters at the Pentagon right now about the situation in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby just took questions on concerns over Kabul specifically.
John, many times this week you've said the Afghan forces have the advantage. What proof can you offer as the Taliban have taken over now vast majorities of the country and they've now surrounded Kabul?
That the Taliban have moved with the speed with which they have, and that the resistance that they have faced has been insufficient to stop those, to check those advances, does not mean, Lucas, that the advantages aren't still there. You have to use it. You have to be willing to apply it.
Makes any sense, John. Yes, if you're saying that they have all the advantages as they're getting crushed on the battlefield, it makes no sense to say they have the advantage. The Taliban appear to have all the advantages right now.
Lucas, I appreciate the effort again. They have greater numbers. They have an air force, a capable air force, which, oh, by the way, is flying more airstrikes than we are every day. They have modern equipment. They have organizational structure. They have the benefit of the training that we have provided them over 20 years. They have the material, the physical, the tangible advantages. It's time now to use those advantages.
Is the U.S. military prepared to evacuate all Americans from Kabul and help close the U.S. embassy in Kabul if the State Department requests it?
Our mission right now is to help the State Department reduce their personnel, their civilian personnel in Kabul, and to assist with their acceleration of the SIV immigrant visa process, the special immigrant visa process. That is what our focus is on right now.
How close is the U.S. government to closing its embassy in Kabul?
You'd have to talk to my colleagues at the State Department. They get to decide that. They have made it clear, though, that as of today, they are reducing, not eliminating, their diplomatic presence in Kabul. We are simply helping them support that reduction.
And after a night of sleeping on it, are these 3,000 U.S. troops going to Kabul? Is this a combat deployment?
I didn't sleep on that question, Lucas. I thought I answered it pretty well yesterday.
You did answer it, John. John, these soldiers and Marines that are fully kitted out, putting on night vision goggles, landing in Kabul, taking positions at the airport, they're going to a combat zone, are they not?
They're certainly going into harm's way, Lucas. And
is
they will
combat
have
zone?
Lucas. They will have the right of self-defense. They will be armed. And as I said yesterday, I don't think I could have made it any more clear that if there is an attack upon our forces, our commanders have now and always have had the right and responsibility to defend themselves. And any attack on our forces in Afghanistan will be met swiftly with a forceful and an appropriate response.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio as we continue to monitor this press briefing at the Pentagon today for the latest. Turning now to emergency traffic. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center. Ricky, what's going on?
Well, crews remain on the scene of this crash northbound I-15 at the Highway 89 split in Farmington. It's being moved over to the left, so you have one left lane now open to traffic. But we still have delays backing into Centerville. Once you're past that, you're going to see more slowdowns from Layton Hills Mall through Clearfield. Salt Lake County freeways, not bad. A little bit of heavy and slow traffic due to road work eastbound on I-80 starting just after Bangor Highway. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
Highs up to 98 today with mostly sunny skies. Going to be about the same for the weekend, upper 90s both Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday's high 95 and mostly sunny skies. It's going to tone down after that. 89 the high on Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms moving back in. 87 on Wednesday, more scattered thunderstorms. And 89 on Thursday, more storms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Looking forward to cooler temperatures. Right now it's 90 degrees and sunny at KSL News Radio. Coming up, a full check of your money and market news.
Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George is extending their amazing Freedom Sale from now through August 17th.
All new Berninas are discounted with 60 months no interest on specific models. Buy an exciting Bernina B790 or 880 Plus model and receive up to $3,700 in free gifts. Yes. Purchase a Bernina 570 or 590 machine and get up to $2,000 worth of free goodies. Buy a Bernina Q-Series quilting machine and get a free $1,250 bundle of accessories. These free gift packages include items such as embroidery kits, machine and travel cases, bobbins and bobbin case, midi hoops, books, ruler kits, and lots of accessories. Many other new Berninas come with free items too. Dave's Bernina has incredible deals on school machine buybacks, and they won't last long. Start creating at Dave's Bernina, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo.
At Dave's Bernina.
You could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, buy a new AC system with installation and receive a free air duct cleaning and filtration. That's right, free. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Troy, I can't thank you enough for the amazing appreciation lunch you threw for me.
I told you, it was a customer appreciation lunch for customers.
Come on, you can come clean now. You had a bunch of fun activities and free food. The only two things that I asked about when I applied here. I wish it could have lasted forever.
Well, the sale's still going on for a few more days. There's still time to get hidden pricing on select RVs at Bish's.com. No payments until November OAC, and more than max trade-in value on all trades.
Does that mean there's still time to read you the acceptance speech I wrote, too? I got it here in my phone.
Do not read that right
Webster's Dictionary defines appreciation as a noun.
No! Don't miss the last few days of the Bish's RV Customer Appreciation Sale, now through August 14th. You'll find unlockable pricing on select RVs at Bish's.com, no payments till November on approved credit, more than max trade-in value on all trades, and parts discounts as a special thank you to all our customers. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
KSL News Time, 12:53. Some popular fast food restaurant chains are looking to rebrand and open some very different looking restaurants.
Coming soon to Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, a 3,000 square foot, two-story Taco Bell with four drive-through lanes. Three of them dedicated to pickup and mobile orders, prioritizing contactless ordering. Customers using a QR code to scan in their orders and receive their order from the Bellevator, delivering food from the second floor kitchen so that customers and employees never have to meet face to face.
Taco Bell isn't alone in wanting to make some big changes. Some IHOP restaurants will add an alcohol menu, and Wendy's is opening delivery only kitchens. We're watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. More and more households are adopting pets during the pandemic. A survey from the American Pet Products Association, that is, shows pet ownership has increased 3%, meaning 70% of U.S. households now own a pet. If your name is Brittany, it's your lucky day. Orange Theory Fitness across Utah are offering a free class to anyone named Brittany after Britney Spears' dad stepped down from his conservatorship. This is the Free Britney movement you've heard so much about. The offer will run all next week. Only 8,000 people could go to the Field of Dreams game in Iowa last night, and they paid a lot of money for the tickets. Fans paid $1,400 for secondary tickets. Those are some of the highest average prices ever for a regular season open game. Your money at this moment, the Dow is sitting down right now, 16, almost 17 points at 35,482. The S&P is up 2 points, the NASDAQ down 10 points. We've only got one Friday the 13th in 2021, and it's today. But why do so many people consider it unlucky? KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce breaks it down.
Blame a number of reasons for the superstition in the air on Friday the 13th, when Jesus dined in the upper room for Passover. That Last Supper featured 13 diners. Some Italian Christians consider Fridays in general to be bad luck because Jesus was crucified on a Friday. But the superstition may work in your favor. A Dutch study found fewer car accidents happen on Friday the 13th. Maybe because more people just stay home. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
And we've got a full rundown on why people believe Friday the 13th is unlucky on our website, kslnewsradio.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.